Okay, I'd like to find out how you met Hiji Carter.
How? This is very concrete.
Mm.
So in 1971, of course I know him beforehand, just his name. But in 1971, I was an actor. I was belonging to a theater company. And this theater company had a collaboration with his Bhutto company.
Mm.
Yeah? It's a growing, big collaboration. And it was this performance lasted 3 weeks. It's quite long. For 300 people's theater, 3 weeks, it makes several thousand of people coming. And I was a young actor and the principal at that moment. And dance part was brought, and we made a docking.
Mm.
So it was not the real collaboration with him, but after finishing my theater part, I was looking at him from the backstage every night.
Mm.
Yeah, this is the first mating with him.
How were you struck by him? What sort of person was he?
How I feel about him.
Mm.
I didn't not have any knowledge about the Bhutto, and also I did not have much interest about this kind of work because I wanted to become an actor. So I just felt very strange person. But one night, this is a bit secret story, but Hijikata hit the principal, or hit means physically, hit principal dancer Yoko Ashikawa very strongly. Why? Because Hijikata's method is really very, very strictly composed as a choreography. Even one hand, even a top of finger, he defined very carefully, so that one day I didn't recognize how she did, but probably this principal dancer Yoko changed a bit. So right after finishing performance, Hijikata called her, and she hit. That's a back the changing room. I exactly saw it. Oh, how strict this dance company is, or Hijikata is. I thought so. This is a very strong impression.
Did you ever ask Hijikata the question, what is Bhutto?
No, but my story with him can be combined into the second meeting. It was 71, but 83, I worked with him. But at that moment already I was working as a Bhutto dancer, and he invited me for his piece. So one day after finishing rehearsal, because his rehearsal is very, very precise, for instance, showing some picture, he asked me, or asked to us, to dance very precisely. For instance, on a picture, he drew several stripes of breeze or wind, and he increased the numbers of stripes of breeze and so on. By this movement should be changed like that. It's incredibly difficult training, you know. So anyway, after finishing this, I asked, because of two difficult question, I asked to him, is it, there is a term, five senses, five senses, and is it your method is something beyond the five senses, I asked to him, and he said, but his answer was very easy, means maybe he for him, my question is not very, very important. So he said, no, I don't think so. It is not completely beyond the five senses, but probably in between 5 and 5.5, like that. But it's nothing.
So
but rather, he preferred to ask us very many questions from him, because posing many questions to young dancers, he wanted to know this young dancer's ability or tendency, preference or knowledge or talent and so on and so on. And one day, after while we are drinking, we were many, 7, 8 Min, Tanaka also was there probably, I thought. And then he asked to each dancers, we are like 7, 8 and he asked to us our favorite literature, like a name of Roman, name of the poem, or the name of Assad, so on, so on, so on. And they are very clever, or each time they answer. So I couldn't stand this kind of game, so I said, I don't like either. I don't want to go out. And after this, after coming out from bar, he touched to my shoulder and calm, calm, be calm. I remind.
What was your first Bhutto performance?
My first performance?
Public performance.
1975. I was invited means I worked with another with my friend, and in Tokyo at a very small cafe. This cafe has had space, but only probably two times than this space, and we danced together with three. This is the first experience, 75, but real my own public performance, my own solo recital was 77, 2 years, 3 years later.
And what was that performance? What was that performance?
The solo recital, named Dancing Boy. And it was a kind of improvisation. Now I am specializing in improvisation, but for the first time I named my dancing improvisation, but the quality of the contents of improvisation is completely different than the former one.
What is Bhutto? had to ask.
What is Uto? Seriously speaking, first of all, to define what is dance buto, generally, how can I say, in one phrase or something, is I think now impossible. Considering the development of our activities, or different, how can I say, many activities by different dancers and company or method and so on, so on, it is impossible. So that when I say what is dance buto, it means I have to limit my own dancing. And in general, buto dance, it's probably it's a kind of research for the body, but not a research for body, total body, from many directions, but through body. Of course, including some intellectual analyze and so on, so on. But base is through body to research total body of human. It's probably buto dance.
If you could change the name buto to another name, what name could you decide?
As exact meaning, contemporary dance. No, this is my answer. Because people use contemporary dance, but their meaning of contemporary dance is a kind of, how can I say, simple naming. And actually, there is no precise definition of contemporary. And what is the difference between contemporary and modern? Probably nobody can answer, because very each epoch, they are changing the meaning of contemporary or the meaning of modern. But if buto dance is really very something vivid, living, surely this dance should face to the contemporary days with the with the sensation and the perception of each dancers. So in this meaning, buto dance should be should be a kind of contemporary dance as exact meaning.
What kind of audiences, in your experience, can appreciate buto?
Probably, hopefully, by seeing our work, they would like to make sure their own life in the past, in the present, and for the future. And how can I say, ask their own art of living once again, very precisely. It means normally stage work is something to enjoy. Of course, why not? I like very, very much, like a kind of entertainment and so on. But the audience of buto dance is not the same. By having seen buto dance, they want to feel not only the stage work, but for themselves very often. So as communication, the audience of for us and with us are very, very deep, hopefully. But because of this, we cannot increase the numbers of audience so easily.
Do you ever feel sometimes isolated by the focus of your work?
From others or by myself?
By yourself.
Ah, yes, very often.
Mm.
Very often.
How does that affect you?
But wait a moment. First of all, of course, each time, for instance, right after finishing one piece, right after having accomplished one piece, I look upon my work, and of course, I ask to someone who are so believable, and I analyze my work. Then this is a start for next work, next piece or something. Then my thinking can be spread out into several directions. One is, in spite of this kind of effort, I have to stay in the same place and cannot develop. At that moment, I feel very much isolation. And another is actually now, right now, is a bit similar. Probably my trace of development is getting a bit decreasing, how can I say? So that my present status is floating, not before like a very sharp line, but now, like floating. The one is a big the reason or result, I don't know, but now I have very much interest to film. And because of film, maybe my dance work is a bit receding at the back of me, you know. But globally speaking, involving my status that I like very much film is also my possession, how to say, things what I have now. So I cannot say very, very much, but very often, in several reasons, I feel some isolation.
So you're working on a film. What is the film? What will the film be about?
This is named Vermilion Soul, and actually subject is the story of dying person or the story of the person who want to die. So only the script treat 2 or 3 days of this last moment of these people, actually 5 people, but I modified my script 6th time in this 1 year, and little by little the contents of script has been changing, but very gradually. It means not only I have treated the moment of dying person, but also I'm thinking about the complicated very complicated or rich contents of human desire or existence. Means I'm treating not only the subject of death or dying, but probably including some sensual desire or something. I'm asking, what is a human who have to involve much complicated thinking and desires and so on.
Mm. How does music affect your dance?
Music effect, in general. Music effect. Normally, very as logic, the music and the sound effect has is two. I think one is a kind of to support dance, and sometimes emphasize the dance or intentions. And another is by showing contrast, how can I say? By using this music or sound, we can show some big contrast with dancing, and totally we can offer some big impression to audience. Of course, during dancing, I can feel this contrast by myself too. Best and for me, my preference and the best way is to have this big contrast. But actually, it is not so easy. Sometimes I must use music as amplification. But very concretely, last time, this time I danced this floating atop, and last music I used Gorecki, and this is the final part. So I am not so great and developing artist. So final part, I danced in Tokyo 4 times. Then the first day, second day, I decided probably like this. Last 10 minutes, I would like to offer some comfortable feeling to public. And also, I would like to accept this comfortable feeling for myself too. But I have very important friend and critic, this dance critic Nario Goda. He very, very sharply, of course, indicated me one thing. Your dancing is nice this time, but this last 10 minutes is, how he said? Maybe conceptual, he said. And I considered the meaning of conceptual. Why? What? I found, yes, probably the duration of this dance piece is 50 minutes. But I offered my best for former 40 minutes. It means what? I don't know how to go on the way to approach to the end of 40, but I tried to my best by struggling or enjoying finding the way and so on, so on, so on. But as for last 10 minutes, this time was already conserved in my brain. It means we can expect the result. Means I can show my best dancing, best maybe shapes or something. This is already expected. So I found, this is not very good. Means, in spite of my brave offering for 40 minutes, for 40 minutes, last 10 minutes was not offered, already conserved, very, very conservative. So then I tried third one, fourth one, completely differently. Means, in spite of this beautiful music, Gorecki and insect and so on, I still struggled my dancing. And as a result, if I could find some final position or attitude, then this is it should be a final. This is a real dancing. So that's a process of the relation, about the relationship with music and sound. Yeah. This is quite important.
Yeah. Do you prefer performing inside or outside?
Both, because definitely we should dance outside. Maybe it's a necessity, because outside, including nature, are so strong, and our mentality and body are so tiny. To feel this small, probably we should put our body and the mentality in the nature or outside. But still, we should be careful, because nature is so huge. So if we are too honest, before accomplish our dancing, already the body and the mentality have to be completely dispersed, disappeared. So that recently I have some, installation or mechanism. This is like this. Even outside or in the nature, I need some limitation. Very often physically. For instance, when I dance outside, very often I try to find some, for instance, the corner of the building or street or the gate of the street or bridge on the lake, on water and so on, so on. It means by this limitation the area to maintain my energy can be very maintained. This consideration is not so bad.
Have you ever modified any part of your body for a performance?
But in the past, you mean? Modify. But how I can understand modify? But firstly, my body was horrible. So when I started 7 years, I tried to modify my body day by day, very strictly. But fortunately, I studied some therapy, anatomy and so on, biologic and so on. So little by little, I find the way of modification of my body. And finally, I found some very defined position or something, only for myself. But is it your question or not?
Have you ever, for example, Shaving your eyebrows or shaving your hair or...
Yes. Mm. Of course, very much.
What was the purpose?
Purpose? Very often... Even now, I am doing some... I cut out the hair of the body. The one reason is to make body a bit abstract, or more concretely saying, I would like to put my body farther than daily life. If I have to get on stage with daily life sense, probably, as my opinion, it is not very polite for the public. So I'm used to do so. But yes, the eyebrow too before. But eyebrow. This is a bit this big subject. What is makeup and so on? So, in my history of dancing, nearly 30 years, I have several epochs. So, former, probably I can distinguish them into five or like that. Former one is I would like to dance as an object. I was completely naked and I left my body completely in the nature or on a street or something, like object. But second epoch, comparison of this former epoch, I wanted to dance as a human strongly, especially as a female. Of course, as a gender, I am man, but I wanted to realize to dance female, which is involved in my body as man. So at that moment, of course, innerly, I should have danced as a female, but at the same time, I tried my best to prepare my costume, body, makeup, and so on as a female. So at that moment, I put makeup and so on very often.
How do you prepare for your performances?
How? Importance is before I purchased very much to realize very perfect or crystallized piece, so that I considered a lot. How about this? I did this, but. Since 10 years, this effort, little by little, disappeared. But rather, I felt that importance to realize dance is right the day before the performance, how I can prepare my mental status. For instance, till the day before the performance, if I fortunately I can prepare my very open mind, and even if something incredible, unexpected affair happening attack me, I can go on till the end. If this kind of mental opening or preparation is instaurated already, performance is completely okay. I'm getting believe so. And now, moreover, as a third steps, I'm getting very lazy. I do nothing. I don't prepare anything. I don't have any concentration, no meditation, and just let myself be. And this behavior is one part of because I'm getting lazy, but another is probably somewhere in me, I'm trying. I'm trying to know what is human, because human is something, some existence, total existence. So even if I prepared very precisely how to dance, but on the other hand, this effort make total of me somewhere very small and pressed. But on the contrary, if I am very free, probably some of my talent, ability can work more and more enoughly, richly than to press myself. So now for me, preparation is do nothing and consider nothing.
Have you ever experimented with your diet?
Yes.
And what results?
It's a very, very interesting, because right now I met one difficulty, because about this there are many talking. First, in young days I did very strictly a kind of discipline, including this. So, for instance, 1 week decreasing eat, 1 week no eating, only water or tea, and another 1 week like increasing eating but very little, and the fourth week for the first time I recover myself for eat. This kind of things I continued. And now, these 2 decades, maybe, only in Tokyo, I am doing a kind of diet. The reason is maybe Tokyo is a home country, and also I'm running there very regularly, and also the audience in Tokyo is very, very strict. Of course, you are strict, but the eyes are different, you know, because I am Japanese, I escaped from Japan, and the people are watching me very strictly against me. So I must protect myself, probably. Because of this, I was doing like this. And but now, more and more, my body is getting skillful, so with very easy diet I can reduce my weight and so on, so keeping energy, of course. So then this situation was continued 2 decades like that, but this year in January, when I for the last performance I started my diet, but some new phenomena happened. It means nearly 4 weeks I lost 4 or 5 kilograms like that, and my body is very thin, and I could maintain my energy also, so it's okay, successful. But afterwards, I found that even I recovered my eating, 2 or 3 weeks has passed, but my weight does not come back. So for the first time, I was afraid about my body condition. And probably even now, already 2 months has passed since last performance in Tokyo. It was 4th of February. Yeah, March, April, yeah. Probably 10 weeks has passed since then, but not, still I'm not so, I'm thin. It means I'm getting old, so body cannot react so easily than comparison of before. So from next year, I must be careful because body is not always the same, little by little, changing.
What dance disciplines or body disciplines were you most influenced by in the past?
Body discipline? I am a very hard person, the hard head, not very flexible. So, as well as body, my mentality also very hard. So, in young days, I tried to make my body and mentality very soft. So, for instance, there was a great gymnastic teacher named Noguchi, Mr. Noguchi. I attended a workshop for 5 years, and his special method was before in Japan, gymnastic comes from like Norway, Sweden, and so on. Some a bit like army gymnastic, army style gymnastic. And this kind of thinking he completely left, and he tried to think that the body is a kind of big skin bag in which the flow of water is hold, you know. And in this flow of water, the internal bones, muscles, and so on are floating. So this is his principal thinking. I was influenced very, very much by this because I had a very much desire to make my body and the mentality soft and free. Yeah. So other experiences are almost probably the same. I studied shiatsu therapy. Then way of thinking is the same, very functional. But for instance, before I attended to the school to correct the body bone composition, like a fix, this thinking I disliked because it is too hard. And very, how can I say, potential. But the way of thinking of shiatsu is more functional, more soft, and more global, organic. And also meditation of yoga and so on. All of them probably the same thinking.
What effect does illness have on your movement?
Illness? I have not, unfortunately, I am not so ill.
Have you ever performed while you have been ill?
Yeah, that I wanted to say, So, because I have not strong experience of illness, so probably this is still very ideal, conceptual for me. But I believe that to think about sickness is quite important to think about this kind of dancing, because body has many different kind of dimension, and very often main principal dimension of body is facing to the society or positive world. And by this, I surely I think surely the we cannot find the truth of body, so we should research another side of body, so-called dark side. And illness is a kind of principal phenomena of this dark side. So, but unfortunately for me, this thinking is still ideal and conceptual. But I'm trying to find or to dance during the performances.
Okay. What is mind?
Where is mind?
Where is mind?
Here or here? Or here? Mind. No, actually for us Japanese people, quite the difficulty is a soul. There is a term soul. And mind, they are completely different. No, I'm asking to you.
Ah, soul and mind.
Because for us, very our culture is very ambiguous, obscure. So that this question is quite difficult. Mind. I have not excellent sense to answer you intuitionally this.
Okay. What is love?
Love? Hopefully, love means not to detest others. Because my homie, one thing very strange is once man and woman, or man and man, as you want, fell in love. They love to each other deeply, strongly. But then, when we have to make separation, immediately one of them or two of them start to detest to each other very often. And very often people say, of course, this is a proof of deep love. But for me, I feel a bit strange. Why the people who had loved to each other have to detest so strongly, detest to each other? So maybe this is my egoism, but if I love someone, I don't want to detest at all. This is my thinking.
Okay, what is hatred?
What? Say?
What is hate?
Hate.
Mm.
Hate is not to be able to accept others' status, maybe. To have a different feeling and opinion, rather I think this is very positive. So, as well as the meaning of love, we can and we should respect and recognize different feeling and opinion and so on. But hate is not the same. At least in my capacity, there is no box to put this person in. So, hate. Difficult.
I cannot answer very well.
What is sadness?
Sadness is to grow more and more. It's quite the one of the most important element, probably. When I feel sad, at the same time, this sadness offer me very many things. So, in this meaning, I'm not afraid to have sadness. Mm. But rather, for me, sadness or solitude is quite important. Mm. Yeah.
What is male and what is female?
Once I thought about this, but this is a bit ideal, but I believe this. I don't know about female, but man, it's the real man is not real man is someone not depending on physical or intellectual power, but stand someone who can stand alone. This is a man. But very many men in the society are not. They are depending on always to someone or somewhere and cannot stand very well. And very easily they want to use some power or hierarchy or something. I dislike this. The real man is so that sadness and solitude is related with this concept. Female, I don't know at all. Very, very, very difficult.
How do your family see your work?
Niente. Nothing.
Nothing.
He doesn't. They can't understand, they don't want to understand, and yeah, maybe, but now situation has been changing a little, or little by little, because at least I'm working as an independent artist more than 30 years, so former 10 years to 20 years, they completely couldn't understand and rather neglected me. But because of my continuity, because of my toughness, maybe, they are getting very surprised. And for the first time since 3 decades like that, they are trying to understand me. But I have no intention to hate them, because it is quite normal. They are living in a society and for the social people, my behavior is not very easy to understand. So I just co-living without any relationship.
How have your lovers, past lovers, seen your work? How have they felt about your work?
Of course, very many people knows my work, and of course, even if they don't understand what I'm doing exactly, but they showed very much sympathy. Sympathy means agreement.
Can you think of what would you like to be your last words?
Sorry?
Your last words.
From my life?
Mm.
No, not. I think no.
But I probably, if I go on like this, I enjoyed my life very, very much, and I am enough happy. So probably I have nothing to live.
Do you believe in life after death?
No.
So
I'd like to, like, after workshop, after finishing all, I'd like to take a rest with much tranquility.
And in death, where do you think you would like to place your body?
I have not intention to be buried in water or in the sea. Just I'd like to stay somewhere very in the forest, maybe.
Can you think of any forests that you really like?
No, not very much. Yeah, probably I like forest than the sea. So, no, I don't have any special.
And finally, the last question is, can you remember your favorite haiku?
Yes. I'm trying to find. Give me just. No, this is actually a waka, a bit longer one. This is no, I cannot. Sorry. Normally I can remember very well. But... So it is a prayer to God, like that. Please leave me. Not please, like please observe me. With much affection, because I am enduring for my solitude, like that.
Okay, thank you very much.